Hi, everybody. My name is Julia, and this is our Daily Breath. It's time to pause and take a moment for yourself. Connect to where you are and how you're feeling, and breathe through it. Let's get the day on track. Are you ready? Let's breathe. Hey, everybody. Welcome to our Daily Breath. So I think that it's pretty clear by now that I've been doing quite a bit of healing and quite a bit of looking at things that happened in my past and trying to learn and grow from them. One of the things a friend said to me recently, she reminded me that we aren't broken, and so we don't need to be fixed. And so that means kind of like we don't need to heal. If you think about when you hurt yourself, like for example, I cut myself the other day, and so I have this wound. I don't have to do anything for it to heal, except I have to allow my body to do what it's going to do naturally. And so when we have these things that happen to us when we were kids, whether it's capital T trauma or little t trauma, we have been affected by the people in our lives, by the people who raised us, by our communities, by our teachers even. And some of those experiences weren't good. And some of those experiences had a negative effect on you. And so you've grown up maybe not thinking that you were worthy or that you were smart or that you could do math or that, you know, or bigger, more massive effects from that trauma. But here's the thing, as you realize where those effects come from, where those ideas that you can't do math come from, recognizing those things, acknowledging those things, and then allowing yourself to feel the feelings behind those things that you didn't maybe feel as a young kid, is how you release them and how you allow yourself to heal. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to change anything. It's really just about allowing the wound to heal. And so I want to encourage you to do that and to just look at what's going on, feel the things behind it. For example, with me, just because my amazing mother had to put me in daycare in order to work to help us survive, I'm dealing with different abandonment issues today. But guess what? That doesn't make her a bad person. Did I feel abandoned as a kid? Absolutely. Am I dealing with repercussions of that now? Absolutely. But by acknowledging that, being upset that that happened is okay. Getting angry that that happened is okay. As long as I move past it, allow those feelings to come, allow myself to acknowledge those feelings, and then saying, okay, it doesn't make her a bad person. It doesn't make me a bad person for feeling that way. It doesn't make me a perpetually angry person either. It means I'm allowing myself to feel the things that maybe I didn't feel allowed to feel as a kid. And so now I can feel those things, move through them, release them, and allow the healing to take place. Something to consider. What is it that you need to allow in order for that healing to take place? And please remember that you are not broken. You do not need fixing. You just need to allow the healing to happen naturally. Let's breathe. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. Let's do that again. And out. And one more time. Deep breath. And all the way out. Good job. Go ahead and resume your normal breathing in and out through your nostrils, breathing in and breathing out. Breathing in and breathing out. Breathing in and breathing out. This time, go ahead and count to four as you inhale. And as you exhale, count to six. Do that again. Inhale for four. And exhale out for six. One last time. Inhale for four. and exhale 6. And now allow yourself to just fall into your normal breathing, in and out through your nostrils. And as you breathe, pay attention to what's happening in your body, what parts of your body are moving. How does it feel? Allow your mind to wander, no judgment. Just bring it back to what we're focusing on. And now go ahead and repeat after me in your mind. I am safe. I am here, now in this moment. And I am enough. I am worthy of healing. And that means I am worthy of feeling the feelings I may have denied myself as a child. I am worthy of those feelings. And that doesn't take any value away from anyone else. But I am just as worthy as they are as well. And I am worthy of the love that I give to the people around me every single day. Let's take a deep breath in together. Exhale out. And go ahead and open your eyes. Remember your value, my friends. Remember that you don't have to do anything to heal, and that you are worth it every day. Now go kick some ass.